This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's August 23rd, episode 730, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Hear that bright at 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck, I head into town.
Well, this is not just a Freestyle Friday. This is an epic, awesome Friday, you guys.
Hold on.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know. We're having all kinds of sound issues today.
Man,
so forgive
us. Did you get it? Did you figure it out?
I think I got it. And by the way, we'll add to that, it's actually Kentucky Performance Products Friday, not Back on Tracks Products Friday. So it's Freestyle Friday.
Oh.
Anything can happen and will.
Good job, Glenn. You know, I would really like today to go very well and very smoothly. And for one reason, because we have one of my all-time heroes on the show today. And if we have any more screw-ups, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, let's just talk about awesomeness. Penny Chinnery is on our show today. Hello? That's unbelievable.
I know. You should have seen how excited Jennifer was yesterday when she got the email back confirming. She was very excited, too.
Oh, I'm sure she was. Yeah, it's like I almost want, you know, like I watch Conan O'Brien at night, and I'm like, we had a great show for you. Penny Chinnery is on the show, and I expected applause. So let me, is the audio working? Can we have some cheering?
We can try it. Oh, there we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's also going to be a great show because Michelle is on the show today. Sorry, that was fun. I mean, this is an epic, monumental show. It's one of my, Jennifer, you did a great job. How did this happen, Jennifer? How did you do this?
Jennifer,
Jennifer,
I think you're having sound problems now.
Right? I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh
yes,
God.
I'm here.
Yay! People, tighten up for crying out loud. Tighten up. We got a big day today. Jennifer, tell us.
I came across the article. Every year they have a Secretariat Festival in Kentucky, and it is put on just to celebrate Secretariat. And this year at the Secretariat Festival, they are debuting a documentary called Penny and Red that Penny's son, John Tweedy, made about her life and times as the owner of Secretariat. And it will be debuting, and they're going to have a big foo-foo, and they're going to have all the famous jockeys and all the people that work with Secretariat there. And I came across that, so I emailed the production company. Well, the production company forwarded my interest to John Tweedy, who promptly emailed me back via his iPhone. And said, sure, we'd be glad to come on the show.
Fantastic awesome. Work. Well done. Well done. This is exciting. You guys, it's funny because yesterday I was very, very busy. I had a bunch of stuff going on. My mother-in-law's in town. And I get a couple emails from Glenn that, you know, Ms. Chinnery's going to be on our show. And then I get a couple more emails from Glenn about Ms. Chinnery, but I can't get back with Glenn. And then finally I start getting text messages. Check your email. Like, who was excited, Glenn? You were excited, okay?
I was.
You couldn't even stand radio silence for an hour. You know, it was like 6 a.m. when you were emailing me. So give me a break.
Well, I remembered, see, the day before how you say you never read my email. So that's what I was thinking about, actually, because you said that on the show on Wednesday. So I was like, okay, I got to text her because she never reads my emails.
Glenn, I read your email. I got it.
That's the only sound file we have that works.
Yes. It's the only thing working today.
I'm gonna use it. It's my favorite one anyway, so who cares? All right. Well, Jennifer, tell everybody what kind of show we're gonna have.
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. Breaking from the gate. Fun facts about the Travers Stakes in anticipation of tomorrow's big race. And next up, the happy horse marriage list with Michelle Anderson on board settles in two lanes out from the rail. And the excitement builds, as we have already mentioned, as we welcome Penny Chenery. Yes, the Penny Chenery of Secretariat fame and her son John Tweedy to the show. And they will be giving us a preview of the upcoming debut of the documentary called Penny and Red. And to finish the race with a really big, 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 big cheer.
Yay!
Oh, I was a little slow. Sorry.
Really bad asses here.
Let's see if this sound file works. Oh, look at that. Amazing. Well, my daily Winnie today goes out to one of our listeners by the name of Anna Kathleen Gein, I think it is, or Jean, I'm not sure which. I wanted to tell you that I listen every day, despite the fact that I don't own a horse and have never won a prize. That's in relation to your picking on everybody Wednesday saying they had to listen forever if they won a prize. You guys pack a ton of information into the show and never fail to make me laugh. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Anna. Where's the cheer? Give her a cheer. There we go.
I'm on it.
Oh, it's your turn. Let's see. There we go.
People, we cannot have things go wrong. It is showtime today, okay? Let's tighten up the ship. My daily Winnie goes out to, well, let's just say that it goes out to me. Because let me tell you, today, officially, my baby is 12 weeks old, and I have kept my baby alive for 12 weeks. That is monumental to me. I mean, this child, it's scary being a mom. There's so many things and so many ways you can screw up, and I have made it through 12 weeks, and I'm in 12 more weeks, we're going to be sitting here cheering. But 3 months old, I made it.
You know what? There's two things, actually. There's two things, Jamie, that are good about that. One is the baby is still alive. Two, you're still alive. So there's two things about that that's good.
There are two things. And then I would like to tell you how he's celebrating. He's celebrating his 12-week birthday by, I don't know, about 3 a.m. He woke up and just started screaming. So he knows he's 3 months old and he wants to celebrate for everybody. Currently, I can hear him in the background, and they know that they have to keep him. But my mother-in-law and my husband, who is night flying, who got home at 3 a.m., are currently up with the child. And good luck, you guys. Welcome to my world.
Has your husband wanted to, has he been encouraging you to quit doing the show yet?
No, I think he knows it keeps me sane, relatively.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations on making it to 3 months. Let's hope there's 65 more great years ahead.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's talk a little bit about something that's happening this weekend that's going on. I put a little expose together about this. We did it for the Hamiltonian, and people seem to like it, learning a little bit about a very important race going on this weekend. It is the oldest major thoroughbred race in the United States. It is the Travers Stakes at Sarasota Racecourse on Saturday. It'll be on NBC beginning at 4:30. It's like, the Triple Crown races and all of that. This is one of those that I know you and Jennifer and all the race junkies are going to be sitting in front of the TV watching tomorrow.
It's a big one. This is a big, important one, and it's a who's who of racing at this point, and it is a big precursor to Horse of the Year, so this is one to watch, Travers Stakes.
Right. It's sort of like a preview of the Breeders' Cup coming up as well. So let's take a look at how this started. It was started in 1864 and was named after one of the founders of the Saratoga racetrack, William R. Travers. Ironically, Mr. Travers' horse, by the name of Kentucky, won the first race that year, and Kentucky was later inducted into the Hall of Fame. It was a very popular horse back in the 1800s. William Travers was an American lawyer who made his fortune on Wall Street. He was a member, get this, of 27 private clubs in New York. So he was kind of the socialite of New York. And when he died, the mayor of New York declared him one of the most popular figures in New York City history. Apparently, he was known for his for giving away money and his philanthropy and all of that as well. He was partnered at Annie's Wood Stables with John Hunter and George Osgood. One of their most famous horses was Alarm, considered one of the best sprint horses in American thoroughbred racing history to this day. You know, the Travers became a prestigious event, and word spread that it was for extraordinary three-year-old horses. It has been run at four different distances during the course of its history. It's presently at a mile and a quarter, which is considered the perfect distance for three-year-olds. The race is open to three-year-olds, colts, and geldings, and not mares, ironically enough. The stats, some interesting stats on this race is in 1941, Whirlaway became the only horse ever to win a superfecta. He'd won the Triple Crown and then went on to win the Travers as well. And they consider that the sort of the superfecta in the United States. Point Given, a gorgeous big 17-hand monster, won the Travers in August of 2001. That day, Point Given drew record Travers Stakes crowd of 60,400 fans. The race brought in a total betting handle, this is in 2001, of $34 million. It is the Saratoga record to this date. They haven't broken that record of $34 million yet, and that was thanks to Point Given. The trophy, the Travers Trophy, is known as the Man of War Cup, and it was designed by Tiffany and Company. Who else? It's New York, right? The trophy was named for Samuel Riddle's champion, so it was named for Man of War. And the Riddle family, to this day, gives out the trophy to the winners. So descendants of the Riddle family are the ones who give it out, and it's actually a gold-plated replica is what's presented to the winner every year. And they have something you'll see on NBC tomorrow, and I don't know if you remember this from past year's coverage, Jamie, but they have the Travers canoe. They have a little pond in the infield, and they have a canoe that is painted with the previous year's silks colors of the winner from the previous year. So every year they take the canoe out and they paint it and they put it back in the pond. So that is...
I love that.
Isn't that cool? It's one of the things you remember about the Travers.
Yeah.
It's been there, get this, not the same canoe, I'm sure it would have rotted and fallen apart by now, but it's been a fixture in the infield pond since 1926. But it wasn't till 1961 that the canoe really became affiliated with the Travers. Apparently, they just always had a canoe in the pond. Or somebody...
Just randomly.
Yeah, they just never took it out, maybe. You know, somebody was fishing one day and just left the canoe there. I don't know. But that is the story of that. Now, this year, let's talk a little bit about this year. We have some horses that, if you've been following this show or if you're a racing fan at all, you're going to know, because one of the ones I picked for the Kentucky Derby that I didn't do so well on was Verrazano. And Verrazano is now the morning line favorite at 2-1 for Saturday's. It's a $1 million race, the Travers. And a couple of your favorites are in there as well, right?
Yeah. I loved Verrazano as well. I think that, well, I mean, gosh, you've got, do you want me to just go through all of them that
sure.
are going to be
yeah,
in?
Yeah, why not? Yep.
All right. So we've got number one, Romanish. Javier Castellano is riding him. He's at 12-1 right now. Number two, which, I mean, this has got to be a favorite too, is Orb. Joel Rosario with Shig McGahey as the trainer is currently 4-1. Verrazano, John Velasquez, Todd Pletcher trained, 2-1. Golden Soul, all these names should sound very familiar. These are all the top three-year-olds of the entire year that are still going. Robbie Alvarado is riding with Dallas Stewart as the trainer, 20-1. We'll Take Charge with Luis Saiz and as the rider, and of course that's Wayne Lucas at going at 10-1. Moreno, Jose Ortiz in the attack. War Dancer is number 7. I'm not familiar with War Dancer. Ken McPeak is the trainer. And the 8-hole, Palace Malice. Mike Smith is the rider and Todd Pletcher is the trainer. Now, you know, say what you want. That's a pretty lethal combination, Mike Smith and Todd Pletcher, and they're currently a 5-2. Now, they were the favorites when this came out. So you've got Transparent is in the 9-hole, and that's Kieran McLaughlin trained horse. So it's a strong field. There's, you know, always a couple that you don't know, and who knows, maybe those are the ones that win. Who's your pick, though?
I got to say that I you know, I'm still leaning towards, I got to stick with Verrazano, because how cool would it be that Verrazano, a horse named after a bridge in New York City, wins at Saratoga, the Traverse Stakes? I mean,
that would be sweet poetic justice right there.
And, you know, did you notice that the two top favorite horses right now are Todd Pletcher horses? And Todd Pletcher sure has stacked the deck this year. Now, he hasn't won everything, but he has stacked the deck in all the big races this year.
He has. He's had a fantastic year, though. But let's see. Let's go with, is it Orb or Will Take Charge? I'm going to go with Will Take Charge. No reason other than Dwayne is due. He is due.
Well, that's as good a reason as any in our book.
I know, right?
And Jennifer, what do you got? Do you have a pick?
I'm going to go with Transparent because his jockey has a cool name.
Irad Ortiz.
Irad Ortiz.
Isn't Irad a straight? I don't know. That's a new name for me. I don't know. I've never heard that name. Irad.
I have no idea. It just sounds cool.
Yeah.
That's as good a reason as any. Although that is typically the way your husband picks horses and riders. So.
And I've done pretty well. I picked the Hamiltonian last. I picked the winner there, too.
I don't know. I think you're about one out of a million you've actually got. So,
Verrazano, baby. After the bridge, New York. Gonna win.
Just saying. That's good in the news. I do like it when they play that, too.
Yeah, because apparently our sound is not working. Do you want to just sing the whole song today?
I'm leaving today. I'll keep going. I'll keep going. You better watch out. Be a part of it. New York. I do want to go to New York. It's been a while. I think that I should go to Traverse. Although, I must say that if I'm going to fly across the country, it is going to be for the reason that Mrs. Penny Chinnery is coming on our show. I cannot wait to tell you guys about the Secretariat Festival that is going on in Lexington on September 20th and 21st. If you are anywhere near Kentucky, you need to be there, and you're going to have to stick around to find out why, because it's a horse lover's dream. Let me just tell you that. It's about as cool as it gets. Glenn?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. My problem.
Tighten up, boss. Let's go. Come on. What are you doing?
I was just checking because we're getting word in that the player may not be working on the internet, so I don't know if we're having issues with that as well. So,
If you guys can hear us, post something on Facebook.
Yeah, if anybody can actually hear us today, post something, because I'm getting messages from people who can't. So we'll see if there's anybody that can actually hear us today. So Jennifer, if you could check on Michelle there and see if she's on. Our first guest of the day is going to be coming up here shortly. I did want to mention that that all the shows on the Horse Radio Network have come out now, and I wanted to also mention that Blaze Kids Radio, the new show on the Horse Radio Network, is now available on the app, on both apps, both the iOS and the Android app. And we've had thousands of people downloading the apps, and nobody seems to be having too much of a trouble with that. I've had a couple of emails, but otherwise it's been terrific. So we haven't had too much trouble with it, and I'm happy to say that. So if you haven't downloaded your copy yet, just go to the App Store and search for Horse Radio Network. You can't listen to the live Horses in the Morning show. I don't know if anybody can at this point, but you can't listen to live Horses in the Morning show, but you can listen to the recorded show that comes out right after. Let's take a break for our commercial for Kentucky Performance Products, and we're going to be back with Michelle, who is normally here on Wednesdays for thehorse.com. She wrote an article called A Happy Horsey Marriage, and we're going to talk about the 10 suggestions she came up with for having a happy horsey marriage. Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe,
high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
Thank you to KPP for their continuing support of the Horse Radio Network.
I'm here with-
so
right, well, Michelle is here. So now on Friday, on Wednesday, Glenn, when we were talking to Michelle, she's got this article about a happy horsey marriage. And I, reading this article, thought she was spot on. But you, the man, have to go and try to take umbrage with whatever she said and try to pick on it. And I'm curious to know, are you still feeling that way? Do you still feel like she might have got it wrong? Or do you really feel like maybe reading it a couple more times, you start to agree with her?
Well, you know, after I read it again, I don't think she got it wrong. I think we'll talk about each of the points. I think what I was trying to say is she didn't get it wrong, but she had a pipe dream that she was dreaming that this was the ideal, but I don't know that it ever happens. So that was my contention with it is, you know, we'll talk about each one, but I think this is ideal and it's something that all horsewomen should strive for, but I bet 90% of them don't achieve. That's really where I was trying to go with it.
Now, Michelle is on, and Michelle, I like to think that I married the perfect horse husband. He is just the greatest guy. We never fight. We work together as a team. He encourages me. I got it right. Did you get it right, too?
I did. I was going to say, this isn't a pipe dream. This is my life, Glenn.
No, see, now you guys are having it backwards. I'm not saying that you didn't marry the right guy. I'm throwing this back on you guys. I am saying that this is a pipe dream for you horsewomen. This is something strive to achieve.
I have to say, yeah. Yeah, I've been married for 12 years, and I have been working on myself for 12 years, so okay.
See?
Because I won't say that all these points were things that in my 20s that I was good at. I would say now that I'm in my mid-next decade after 20s.
Own it, girl. I'm 35. You just got to own it. I mean,
I'm 35, too. We're the same age. So...
All right, so these are the top 10 suggestions on having a happy horsey marriage, and this is your recommendation to both the horse girl and the horse husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. This came about because our news editor, Erica, is getting married to Adam, who's one of our web producers at Blood Horse, and they're actually getting married tomorrow, so congratulations, guys. I know they aren't listening. They're out getting ready for their wedding. And then also my friend, who's also a dressage trainer, got engaged last week. Both are in their 20s. And both have great guys. And this was just after I thought about it. Like, these are the things that have helped make my marriage with horses and my husband successful.
All right.
But it took time. Okay.
Let's go through them.
So we want to start. But I've been wondering how I was wrong, because I've been wondering since Wednesday after you told me I got it wrong. So I'm like, okay. So my first point is horse girl. Always put your husband and your marriage first.
All right, now where's the laugh track? I needed to have a laugh track today because this is one of the ones that I think is a pipe dream that I haven't seen happen too often in horsey marriages with truly addicted horse girls.
Yeah, it's so important. If you put your husband first and you put your marriage first, I don't have kids. Jamie has that little baby. Put that baby first. And your horse is second, I think that you will always have both your husband and your family and your horses in your life. No problem. I think it solves that issue.
And I think that this is, Michelle, one of the biggest problems that women who have horses have is they don't always put their husband and their marriage and their family first. They think about the next competition, or they're thinking about their horse and what boarding, you know, namers they have, and they get so wrapped up in that life that they don't always put their husband and marriage first. You know, if I want to compete, the first person I go to talk to is Chad. I mean, without a doubt, I don't just do stuff without him. Or if we have a purchase to make or we have anything that he needs to be consulted on, he gets consulted on it first. The horses come second. Now, granted, let me make a point here that he might not always be the first to eat. In the world, you want dinner? I got to go feed the horses first. So let's be realistic. It's not always husband first in every aspect of it, but maybe in the decision making, he comes first for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think there's an internal struggle. I think we can feel guilty. And we're like, well, we want that little bit more time at the barn or that little bit more time. And I think that if we just consider our husband first, we let him know that we're going to be late. We say, I really need this Saturday to go for a long trail ride with my girlfriends, or I have this horse show and I really want to save up for it. And we aren't going to Hawaii this year because I'm going to the horse show, but right. Talk about it first. And if he says, you know, I really wanted to go to Hawaii, maybe the horse show wasn't that important.
Yeah, and that kind of leads us into your number two, which is agree on a horse budget and keep your horse-related purchases transparent. And what that means to me is, like, they need to know about all of it. There needs to be no surprises.
Mm-hmm. No secrets. No secrets when it comes to spending money on your horses. And I've seen it. Jamie, maybe you've seen it, too. I've seen women get the beautiful $8,000 custom saddle. I didn't tell my husband. You know, my husband thinks it was like $3,000.
What? We used to own a tack shop and a tack business, and I would say, and Jennifer could argue with me about this, but I don't think she will, about half the women that came in had credit cards the husband knew nothing about.
Wow. Yeah. And frightening. And the guilt that you would have. Like, for me, I would just feel
they didn't have any guilt. They didn't have any guilt because they felt they deserved it. You know, that they deserve to have that. It's part of the addiction. See,
well,
they need a 12-step program.
I'll tell you. I lease one of my horses to a really wonderful woman. Just takes such good care of him and loves him to pieces and pays me in cash every month. And will drive a long way to pay me in cash and not write me a check because she doesn't maybe want everybody to know how much she spends leasing a horse.
Well, you know, I was out to dinner with some acquaintances that are becoming friends earlier this week, and it was two couples. My husband knows them professionally, and the one is a lawyer. His wife is a project manager for a web company. The other couple, he's a construction manager for an international company, and the wife is in public relations. And they were talking about running and how expensive entry fees are. That race was $125 to enter. And my husband's like, how much does your horse show cost, honey? And they were floored. Like, the lawyer that we pay, because he's our company's lawyer, $250 an hour. When we use him, he was floored by the cost of my horse shows.
So, you know, though.
But they go to Hawaii, and we don't.
Exactly. It just depends. But, you know, you can't take it with you, so you might as well spend it, right?
Yeah. But let your husband know first. Don't surprise him with a new horse that you didn't let him know that you were going to buy. Don't fudge the price of hay and what it's going to cost this year. I think it's really important. I think that financially you have to be secure before you can create security for your horse. If you don't have a balanced bank account, how are you going to buy hay the next month? So that's that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I love number three. It's really something that I struggle with probably in the horse world and now in the baby world because I spend all day with this child. Number three is resist the urge to instruct your husband around horses. I think you nailed it.
Yeah, and Glenn, this is one that Glenn got right. This one's really hard. It's really hard.
Well, this is probably the biggest area, and I was guilty too. That's not a one-way street because we tend to think we know it all when we haven't been around horses. So there's two sides to this coin. So when I came into this relationship, I didn't know anything about horses, but I was a bit of a know-it-all, and I think all men kind of are in a way. So, you know, she was trying to instruct us to, and this is just everyday barn stuff. This isn't riding or anything else. This is just everyday barn stuff. But I tell you what, this is what probably was one of the biggest struggles we had in our marriage was this particular thing, because we were both kind of hard-headed about it, and we finally came to a compromise, and I conceded I didn't know much and started listening. But
That's the way it should go.
Yeah, you know, we women who've been around horses, especially if we've been around horses since we were little kids, I think we create a lot of our identity around horses and what we know about horses. It's something that we feel very secure in and knowledgeable about, and we've been instructed a lot. We pay people good money to be instructed,
yeah.
And it's really easy to turn into instructors. I think 4-H moms, we see this a lot with 4-H moms that are instructing everyone as well, and we're all guilty of it, but when I stepped back and stopped nagging and stopped telling him what to do, he had more fun and I had more fun.
And to your credit, you were trying to keep him safe. I mean, you're also, it was a safety mm-hmm. thing. You're trying to help him not get his face kicked in.
We
understand that, but it doesn't help our egos. Now, you're married to a fighter pilot, and fighter pilots are known to have egos. Is this still a problem with you, Jamie?
Yeah, I think it is, and I've learned to preface it with, "Would you like a little help?" Would you like me to help make that easier for you? Just, you know, if you go to see him leading a horse and the horse doing this or whatever, you know, would you like me to make that a little easier for you? And if they say yes, then you can, okay, well, get on the other side. You lead them from the left, you know, stuff like that.
But if they lead them from the right, what's really the harm in it? You know?
Exactly.
But it's hard. It's hard to watch it.
Just say, would you like me to make that easier for you? If not, then I'll leave you alone. Bye-bye. So we got to move through this a little quicker. I think the next one, build his confidence with gentle horses. Mm-hmm. Pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Do not throw your husband up on a horse mm-hmm. that's 3 years old and barely broke or right off the track or something. Number five is incredibly important.
On number four, I do have a quick thing that I want to throw in there on the gentle horse thing. The first horse I got from my husband was one of my family's mares from when I'd had forever, and she was a firecracker. But she was old. I'm like, oh, we can ride her. And I put her on her, and my friend, whose husband is an NFR bareback bronc rider, her husband's a bareback bronc rider, and she saw my husband on this horse, and she goes, "You sure have your husband on a lot of horse there."
Just what every husband wants to hear.
Saddle broncs in Vegas, or bareback broncs in Vegas. And I went, uh-oh, I've got this wrong. She's right. So number five, next one.
That's good. Especially if you have horse property. Your husband does not need his own horse unless he mm-hmm. really, really wants his own horse. I think that in this situation previously, he wanted his own horse because he wanted to ride and have his own kind of partnership like I have with mine. But until we got his current horse, which is the exact horse he wanted, is the Duke. Until he got his 16-plus hand buckskin, he did not really, really want the horses that we had for him until we got the exact horse that he wanted. So when you really want them to have their own horse, you know, you have to kind of listen to them if they do want their own horse and find them exactly what they want, because they will not love them unless it is exactly
they
want.
That's true. So, just what happened to me. Now, you know, Jennifer's been, since we moved to Florida, she's been wanting me to get us, some kind of standard bred or something off the rescue one off the track so that we could have a riding and driving horse. Yet I love ponies, and it wasn't, and I kept putting it off, making every excuse in the world until one day when she said, "Hey, look at these ponies I found on Craigslist," because she finally figured out, I want ponies. I like ponies. So it was that weekend that I got a pony. So, you know, it's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I leased a nice little horse for my husband, and he liked her. He's really a good rider. He's a very natural rider. He downhill skis and it just has really good balance. But he downhill skis, and he'd rather downhill ski than go riding. And so it just came down to, do you want to go for a hike? Do you want to go skiing? Do you want to ride the horse? I could do either. A lot of time, a lot of effort to have a horse around when I could do either.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's one of those things where my husband has a whole lot of hobbies. And to get him to give up one of his hobbies to come riding with me, really, in truth, it's because he wants to be with me. Not because he wants to hop on his horse and, you know, go trot him around in circles. He actually wants to be with me. And that, I think, you know, before he got the horse he really wanted, like you said, Glenn, he was happy watching and then going back inside. But now he actually likes to participate. But again, it has to be something that they want, and they have to really want one for you to get them one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number six, this goes without saying, you're an idiot if you don't you don't adhere to number six, because number one, you're going to have a whole lot of work.
And it's so much work.
It's so much work.
Tell us what number six is.
I want a condo.
I know.
A condo and a boarding facility.
Number six is only move to horse property if your husband is 100% on board.
Yep.
Explain.
Yeah, and mine was. He was a sucker.
Because he didn't know any better. See, that's the problem. We don't know any better. One of those things where we like the idea of it. We don't like the reality of it so much.
Yeah, and he does not complain. I'm the complainer. This is a whole lot of work and a lot less riding, taking care of my horses at home. There's so many things I love about having my horses at home, but I really want an arena, a really nice arena with a cover.
Uh-huh.
But,
you know, sometimes you realize that boarding a horse, even if you go to the top-notch facility, you're probably still going to spend less.
I agree, there are times when I'm like, the amount it costs to have a pile of manure hauled out of here, but fortunately my husband, he likes to fix things. He's an architect. He's very into technical things and how things go together. He can put up fences and all that stuff that I have no clue about how to do. I'm glad he does it. Someday maybe we'll move into town.
You know what? I wouldn't change it for anything. I mean, my gosh, I am so incredibly happy at my house, but dear God, I could not do this alone. I mean, just from helping dump, we have like a ramp into the dumpster, and like, I just cannot get a full wheelbarrow up there. And you know what?
Yeah.
He just goes, boop, and he puts it right up there. Just minor stuff like that where you feel super wussy. I cannot hammer a nail straight to save my life. It always bends. And he just goes, boop, boop, and it's in. I'm like, how do you do that?
And I don't understand how to tension a fence. Like, the whole system on our tension fence, he was like, oh, yeah, I get it, okay. I'm like, what? I'm looking at the instructions like, how are we going to do this?
Well, let me just throw in here that I'm really glad that the guy who flies taxpayer airplanes that are worth $100 million can hammer a nail straight. I'm really happy about that, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah,
I feel safer.
Me being the horse chick outside all the time, I could do that, and I just cannot. I just cannot do it, and I'm glad he can. And you're right. Number seven is trust your husband's eye. And sometimes they're so right, he'll go, you know, you just went really slow. And I'm like, oh, yeah, kick on. Like, let's go. So how has this worked with your marriage?
Mm-hmm. My husband, we've gone early in our marriage. Before I started showing again, we went to the kind of shows that I thought I wanted to do. And he sat next to me. He's like, why do you want to do this? I'm like, but it's beautiful. Look at these expensive horses and their beautiful outfits and all. And he goes, the horses look crippled. And they're yanking on their horses' faces. Why are they doing that? That seems really mean. Wow, that does look really mean. Maybe that's not what I want to do. And it changed completely. I changed
what
I was going to do with my horses.
Can I ask you what sport that was?
Hunters.
No, it was not dressage.
Out to my next guess.
We see it at dressage too. I mean, there are shows that we go to, and he's like, "Why is that person doing this or that?" Or, so he has a really good eye. He can tell a nice horse. Like, he's always like, "Oh, this horse seems really nice. That horse is crazy."
I think what happens here is you guys are analyzing because you ride and you know about this stuff. You're analyzing the little things, whereas we're looking at the whole picture. When we first get into this and we go to a horse show, we're looking at the whole thing and analyzing the whole thing, and we tend to see the bigger things. Well, you'll miss those by looking at the little things. And Jennifer has commented too. She says, wow, she has said that to me too. She's like, you really know when this is happening or that is happening. And I just say, I really don't. I just am observing the big picture.
And it helps. It helps to have that change in perspective.
Well, this is a great list. We've run out of time. Let's let everybody else go read the, because I think, let's let them go to the website and read the rest, because I think number 8 is very, very, very important to do ahead of time, and it's something you don't wait till it actually happens. But you can go. It's called A Happy.
And
yeah.
Number 9, guys, you'll get
do
me.
It.
Let me just tell you that.
You notice I avoided number 9.
Yep.
So go to thehorse.com and go to look at an article called A Happy Horsey Marriage. And this was terrific. Thank you, Michelle, for getting up early. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Michelle.
All right.
All right,
you
bye.
Too.
Bye.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Well, that was Michelle from thehorse.com here on an odd day, actually, on a Friday to help us out with that. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Chenery and John Tweedy on our show. So I'm pretty excited, and we're going to play a song for them.
We are.
It's a song for Secretariat, Love is a Rose by Templeton Thompson. Here you go.
Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine. I wanna see what's never been seen. I wanna live that age-old dream. Come on, boy, let's go together. Let's take the best ride now. Take the best ride now. Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. Only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
I wanna go to an old hoedown long ago in a western town. Pick me up, cause my feet are dragging. Give me a lift and I'll hay your wagon.
Love is a rose, but you better not. On the vine, handful of thorns, and you know you missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine, mine. Love is a rose. Love is a rose.
Well, you guys are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by KPP USA, Kentucky Performance Products. We are always thrilled to have them as a title sponsor on Fridays. And we're also very thrilled to have some incredibly special guests with us today. You know, I'm sitting here at my computer and directly above my head is a signed by Ronnie Turcotte photo, huge photo of Secretariat winning the Belmont. And on my bookshelf next to me is Secretariat's Meadow by Kate Tweedy. And we've now currently, got John Tweedy and Mrs. Penny Chenery on the show to welcome you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this Penny and Red documentary. You know, it is such an honor because I'm such a fan of Mrs. Chenery and your horse and your life. You're such a classy woman and an empowering woman, and it's just an honor to have you on the show this morning.
I'm pleased to be here.
Well, can you just imagine that all of this would happen because of a horse?
Well, it certainly wasn't going to happen without him.
Yeah, well, obviously. John,
but
tell us about this.
A horse-like secretariat was so powerful in so many ways that it's not surprising that his legacy has lived on.
I can't agree with you anymore. And John, tell us about this documentary that you got to do about your mom and this horse.
Well, it's been a really fun, special experience for us as a family. We, of course, have enjoyed Secretariat's relationship with his fans for many years, and Mom has had the opportunity to meet with so many people who've been excited about him for a long time, and she's had the desire over time, and especially since the Disney movie came out several years ago, to tell the story from kind of a more personal angle. And so I've been making documentaries for a few years, and we decided to sit down and do a series of interviews. And of course, we have a wealth of family photos, and there were some archival film versions of the original races that had been in our family vault, and had, you know, the races themselves were recorded on videotape, and some of the publicly available videotape is, you know, it fades over the years, and we realized that some of the film prints of the key races that Mom had in her archives were actually better quality film prints of these events than are publicly available. And so we decided that, you know, it's really time to make Mom's personal recollections available to the public and to release some of that archival material. So it's just been a great experience for me to work with all of that, and we're really excited about how it's coming out. And the other thing that we're really fortunate to have is that Diane Lane has agreed to narrate the film, and so it sort of brings back some of the team that was involved in the Disney film, and so it's been great.
Mr. Chenery, how has it been working with Diane Lane?
Oh, I love her. We've become good friends, and even after the movie was shot and out, she would sometimes call me on a Saturday night. She'd be out of town and lonely, and we've developed a personal relationship that's been just a joy. She's a wonderful gal.
Well, in the pictures and photos and anything I've seen you guys together, you look like you're truly girlfriends, and it's nice to see. What was it like to see somebody who you've become friends with portray your life on the big screen like she did?
Well, during the film, I had a couple of times to visit the set, and so I saw her portrayal as it was being filmed, and so that shock, because it really is weird to see somebody playing you, had sort of dissolved, and then having a chance to visit her and talk on the phone. The fact that we've become friends is just a bonus. And
right.
She is so perceptive as an actress. She's picked up my mannerisms and the cadence of my voice, and although it's weird to see someone else, after a while I think, that is me.
Wow, that must be just crazy to see. How have things changed for you guys as a family since the movie came out? I mean, obviously you've been in the horse world for forever, but to since the movie's come out, have things changed?
Within the family, or
with just I guess what I want to know is, after seeing yourself in the movies and now with it being kind of the 40th anniversary of Secretariat's Triple Crown win, how much more prominent is your life in the spotlight?
Well, fortunately, I live in Colorado, in Boulder, and they don't take me seriously. I don't live a public life anymore, and that's a good thing.
Well, and I would just add, I think that Mom has never been quite out of the spotlight, and so the sort of renewed focus has been kind of a nice bonus, because she's been able to meet with a new generation of fans who've been turned on to the movie. I think a new generation of horse crazy girls have seen that movie and learned about the story, and that's been a wonderful thing.
Well, I was so proud of you, Mr. Chinnery, when you pushed and pushed to have the Preakness time reviewed, and now Secretariat actually holds the record for the fastest Preakness. How was that? How incredible is that?
Well, we always knew that there was something wrong with the official time, and but it took a lot of hard work, and John was involved with my business partner, Leonard Lusky, and will you describe the mechanics of doing that, John?
Well, it was fascinating. You know, a videotape is actually a very precise timer because it's 30 frames per second. In fact, 29.97 frames per second. And so when you take the videotape and you match it exactly against the then official record, it was very clear that Secretariat beat the record. And so it was just a process of compiling that video evidence and giving the commissioners the technical confidence that, in fact, when you play out these frames of video, they add up to a very precise timing to within tenths of a second, and they could indeed say with certainty that he had beaten the record. So it was just putting the evidence in front of them. The people who were in the video industry back in 1974 already knew this, but I think that the racing industry at that time was not ready to accept what the science of video was already able to prove even back then. But now I think we're certainly there, and the Racing Commission recognized that.
That was fantastic. That was a great day. Before we talk about the Secretariat Festival, I have to just ask Mrs. Chinnery one question, one personal question. And come on. Did you ever get on Secretariat just for a second? Just throw your leg over him and ride him for a second?
No, I didn't. Although I'm an experienced rider, I was not in very good shape in those days, because it would have been such a tragedy if I did indulge my fantasy and gone out and he dropped his shoulder and dumped me, run off and gotten hurt. Now that would be a real tragedy. So,
gosh.
But also, well, he was a big, strong horse. And in my prime, I would have been challenged to stay on him.
Oh, so without a doubt.
And, you know, the movie portrays him as being playful but docile. Well, he wasn't. He was a big, strong stallion with ideas of his own. If you went to the webbing of his stall and he didn't care to have you there, he would nip. He'd say, "Get out of my face." And no, I had much too much respect for him and fear for my life.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I used to gallop racehorses, and I never saw one as sweet as the horse in that movie.
No, absolutely.
And in the documentary, you'll probably see a slightly different Secretariat, because there's archival footage of him right after he was retired to stud, and you really do see how powerful and majestic he was, but also not a horse that you would hop on lightly.
No, I'm sure not. Well, I'm glad you didn't get yourself hurt, Ms. Chenery, by hopping on him, and probably a good thing. The Secretariat Foundation is going to benefit from the Penny and Red premiere, which happens September 20th. It's going to be, it starts at 6 p.m. at the Sales Pavilion, and there's a VIP cocktail reception. You can meet Mrs. Chenery. The Meadow Stable team is going to be there. Bill Knack is going to be there. There's going to be a reception. There's going to be the screening. It starts at 7:30. It's an incredible night, and it's so affordable with the screening, $40 a person. VIP tickets, either $95 or $150, includes a DVD signed by Mrs. Chenery. You can go to secretariat.com to get the tickets and to find out more. There's a run walk at Adena Springs. There's going to be a Claiborne Farm tour. John, tell us a little bit about how this all came together and what people can do with their getting involved.
Well, the Secretariat Festival has been going on for a number of years. It's become a wonderful annual celebration of Secretariat's legacy and really horse racing in general. So if people are able to come to Paris for that weekend, it'll just be a fantastic time. There'll be a ton to do. The screening will occur that evening, and then folks will be around, and Mom will be available to meet and greet fans. And so it'll just be a great time.
It will be. And then Saturday, we're going to have two of my two favorite things, horses and baseball, coming together, because there's going to be celebrities, Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan, and Tony Perez, which were the big red machine in Cincinnati Reds history. They're going to be there signing autographs. You're going to meet jockeys such as Lafitte Pinquet, Pat Day, Chris McCarron. The list goes on and on. And this
and
is a,
Ronnie Turca.
And Ronnie Turca, can't forget him.
Of course not, without a doubt. Of course he has to be there. And so this is definitely something. I mean, as a horse girl, this day would be a dream come true for me to be able to tour these farms and meet these amazing jockeys and amazing celebrities, and go visit where actually Secretariat stood at stud and is buried at Claiborne Farm. So you can find out more about that on secretariat.com. Anything else you want to add to that, John?
I know. We just hope folks come out and enjoy the show.
How can we get a copy of this movie?
That's why I was going to ask, what happens after? When do we see it?
Well, the movie is going to be made available through the secretariat.com website. We are still sort of working out the timing. We have the premiere screening, as you've mentioned, but how soon it comes out after that is a little bit still in the works, but it will be available for the Christmas season for fans through secretariat.com. I can say that.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Okay, Glenn, put that on my Christmas list.
Yeah, I
list,
have it on
okay?
your list already.
Here. It's so fantastic to talk to you guys. Our time is unfortunately up. I think I could talk to you forever. Actually, we do a show here on the Horse Radio Network called Equestrian Legends. And Mrs. Chenery, I hope someday you would consider to be part of that, because you embody an equestrian legend, and it would be an honor to have you on that show. We'll try to get in touch with your people and talk to them about that. But it's just been a total honor to have both you guys on the show. I cannot wait to see the movie. It is Penny and Red, The Life of Secretariat's Owners, Landlocked Films, directed by, of course, her son, John Tweedy, who has been kind enough to join us. You guys, I can't thank you enough for being on the show.
It's been a blast.
Certainly has.
All right. Thank you, guys.
An honor talking to you guys. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. We have a cool job. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, we do. I mean, come on. That's incredible.
That's a pretty cool
job. Incredible. And
I can't wait to see this movie. It's interviews with all the jockeys and people involved and memories that she has. And
I can't wait
awesome.
To see
and
the...
how cool is she telling me that she didn't want to get dumped by
I know.
Chariot?
And yet that's every horse girl's dream. When you asked that question, I went, oh, that's one of the best questions you've asked all year, because every horse girl's out there going, if I owned that horse, I'd have to get on it. You know, you would be saying that to yourself.
And every horse girl also, when they watch the movie, there's like, there's no way that this racehorse, she can be out there scrubbing him and dancing around
right.
and singing and him not biting
her
head off.
Flops.
And I thought, you know, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In her heels. And it was great to hear her actually kind of be honest about that as well, because in that movie, I was like, oh, that was the only thing. I was like, oh, come on. There's no way. I worked at the track. These things will eat your face off. And it's
yeah.
true. He was the same way.
We could ask Callie, our little jockey in training, about that. I'm sure she'd have some stories to tell you. So, well, that was great. Very good. Good job with that one, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still, my blood is boiling. It's awesome. That was awesome. Well, you guys, you can also find out anything more at secretariat.com. Glenn, I think I'm going to have to just book a plane ticket and get out to Kentucky on the 20th, because that is just the coolest day. And I didn't even get to go over all of it. So you can find out. The Pollock Report has a great article about what's going to go on, and you can find out at secretariat.com. I mean, there's like cocktail receptions with Mrs. Chenery there. Hello. I mean, how cool is that? And Ronnie Turcotte's going to be there. A VIP dessert reception with all the celebrities. It just, what a cool, cool, cool day. And it's cheap. It's not that much. I mean, less about the price of the Tim McGraw ticket.
Right.
$150.
You'll pay more to have one of those baseball players sign your thing, because doesn't Pete Rose always charge? You'll probably pay more to have that done than you will for the ticket to get in.
I was wondering about that, because like, they're obviously hiring them to come out there. Do you have to pay for the individual Pete
well,
Rose autograph? Because
remember,
I don't think that Joe Morgan charges.
You know, Pete used to charge. Remember, that was a big controversy because he charged everybody for his signature. And it was always in the news that he was, you know, that people were pissed at him, especially after everything that happened, that, you know, he ended up charging anyway. But
yeah, I'm just curious to know if anybody goes to that, you got to let me know if Pete Rose was charging individually and was Johnny Bench and Tony Perez and Joe Morgan. I'm just curious to know. I can't help it.
All right, let's do really bad ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, the time of the week when our listeners submit to us bad Craigslist ads found in the farm section. Most of them, a lot of them are about horses. Some are not. Some are about other animals as well. And we give away some absolutely terrific prizes, which is why I think we've been getting so many really bad ads. And thank you, everybody. If you don't hear your ad right now, it might be on in a future week. But we do appreciate you submitting them and keep them coming. Jennifer, tell us what the prizes are for this week's Really Bad Ads.
On this week's Really Bad Ads prize table, from left to right, we have the Canter Lane Design poster and print and note cards by Shelley Renee. Shelley's original artworks feature the vintage equestrian flair that adds charming style to any space, from tack room to living room. Also in your prize set, you get a set of fun and whimsical Farm Talk note cards. A great way to send that special animal lover in your life a unique message, with four different designs in each set of 12 note cards and matching envelopes. It comes wrapped and ready for gift giving or as a gift to yourself. You can find them online at canterlane.com. Next up, we have the Horse Grooming Essentials Tote from horsegroomingsolutions.com, and it is filled with great products to keep your horse's coat in tip-top shape every day, like Silverado Detangler, perfect for horses with dry brittle hair, Healthy Hair Care Hair Moisturizer, your economical everyday way to keep skin and coat soft and healthy,
Healthy Hair Care DermaClean Shampoo, the protein-enriched antibacterial shampoo. Healthy Hair Care Sunflower Sunscreen to protect your horse's skin and coat from UVA and UVB rays. And Silverado Coat Gloss Hair Polish for a show ring shine that helps repel dirt, dust, and stains. You can find them online at horsegroomingsolutions.com. And to the far right-hand side of the table, Uncle Jimmy's Gift Pack with Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, and Squeaky Buns. You will always have boredom busted and rewards fresh at hand. Uncle Jimmy's products are all made with quality ingredients with the flavors your horse wants most. Things like peppermint, apple, carrot, molasses, and sugar-free varieties. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at uncle-jimmys.com. Take it away.
Well, the first ad was sent in by Lorraine, and this is for a 52-inch buckskin gelding, $950 in Tupelo, Mississippi. You should be doing this one in your best southern accent. Dunny is a 7-year-old, 52-inch buckskin gelding. He is sound and sane. He will ride slow, but if you ask for it, he has a motor. He neck reins as good as any big horse and has some barrel experience. He stands for the farrier and has fresh shoes on all 4 feet. He bays, loads, and ties. If you put a little kid on him, he will be your shadow and you can't shake him. When the kid asks him to ride off, he will. He isn't spooky and has no buck. This is like the perfect horse. This is a super sharp small horse, not your typical pony. This little man can go any direction you want to go, and he will make a spectacular show jumping or gaming pony. He has an awesome cowboy color and is shapely. So now, after all of that wonderful stuff, she ends with this. They always give you all the good stuff, and then, you know, all the lies come first, and then the truth comes out. He is not a beginner pony, but for a kid who can ride this dream pony. Call or text. So, earlier she says that you can put a little kid on him and blah, 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 and then comes back, and at the very end says, this is not a beginner pony, but for a kid who can ride him, it's a dream pony. Yeah, that's true of any
horse. I do, too, want to also know, yeah, what is an awesome cowboy color and what shapey is.
Shapey
is... He says he has that awesome cowboy color and is shapey.
He's shapey.
What is a shapey horse?
Shapey, think Fellwell pony. Shapey. Fat.
He's a fat pony, basically, yes, is what they're right. saying. Like, I'm fluffy.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
it's fluffy.
I'm shapey. I'm shapey.
Shapey.
Mona sent this one in, and now this one is a southern accent because it's from Hinesville, Georgia.
Hinesville?
Hinesville, Georgia. Hinesville. This is a broodmare, $1,000. This mare is a flaxen chestnut, and at one point in time, she was a rideable horse, but I stopped riding her for about a year now, and she can't be rode, so I decided to turn her into a broodmare. She's never had a baby off her, but she'd make a good mother. Hurry now, because I'm trying to get rid of her as fast as I can.
She's an absolute witch.
Let me get this straight. So, she used to be rideable, but I stopped riding her, so she's going to be a broodmare, but I've never had a baby off her, but I do know she will be a good mother, even though I've never had a baby off her. I'm trying to get rid of her as fast as I can, so I'm trying to think any way I can to promote this mare and sell this heifer down the street. There you go.
And I'm sure she's shapey,
that's
too.
Georgia. And she's probably real shapey or starving to death.
Yeah, one or the other.
Can't afford to feed her no more. Can't feed her no more. Got to get rid of her. She's going to be a good mother. Good,
good
mama.
Mother. Just yeah, what you want, a mama that nobody can ride, and she'll make a great baby that nobody can ride. Free 4-foot or 5-foot. This is fun. This is from Angela. Free 4-foot or 5-foot tall fence wanted in Clear Spring, Maryland. I am looking for a free 4 or 5 foot tall fence, aren't we all? I need about 100 feet of it. I'm going to be getting about 3 or 4 goats soon for FFA. For school projects. This fence has to be in okay condition. I don't care if it's a little rusted or not, but it just can't have any holes. Please help me out, as I'm just a regular student in high school in FFA who don't have any money and use on fencing, so please help. If you don't have 100 foot, that's okay. I'll take whatever you got. And as long as it's 4 to 5 foot tall and no less than 20 foot in length. Also, I should be getting goats in about a month and a half, so if you have goats and want to get rid of them free, I will have I will give them to a good home with room to graze, about 100 feet worth, and be giving fresh water, sweet feed, corn, and hay every day. They will be brushed out nicely, have shade so that they don't get overheated, winterized with plenty of straw bedding, heated water, and plenty of food. They will have attention constantly from me and my sisters and brothers. They will have
but
a good...
only, please, if you have some straw. I need that's some right. straw that's bedding. Right. I need some sweet feed. I need some corn and some hay. Do you After think... that, though, they're going to be good.
Do you think Mom and Dad know anything about this, by the way? Do you think she put up this ad without telling Mom and Dad? Because FFA, at the first day of FFA, they said you had to get a pet this year. And she's like, well, I'll just put the ad in. And then when they show up, Mom and Dad can't argue, right?
No. And then she starts to get a little more picky.
Yeah, they will have a good life, just like being on a farm. I wonder what it is. It's in the middle of the city with a little
Where
plot.
Where would she live?
They will be pampered and treated like babies. They will get to hear the rooster crowing all day at my house. LOL. I'm looking for kidlings. I would like two females and one male. None of the kidlings should be dehorned or spayed or neutered. I'll take responsibility of that. These goats have to be free as well.
My God.
Goats must not be no older than 4 months old. My date to get the goats is around September 21st, but I'm not able to take the goats now, so you can still email me if you have goats for free. That's just fine. I just won't take them for another month.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's more. I'm looking for pygmy, alpine, or boar goats. Any mixes between them three are okay, too. There you go. No specifications there for her free fence and her free goats.
And you know what? I'm going on Craigslist right now. I would like a 16-hand black Andalusian stallion imported from Spain, and I don't want to pay for it. I would like it for free. Also, we'll be accepting off-the-track thoroughbreds that are totally sound and have some eventing training.
Oh, you know what? You need to add to that, though, because the Andalusian cannot live in your shack. The Andalusian needs a free barn with chandeliers. You could need to add that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously, I need a nice fancy barn. You know what? My horse needs some vet care, too. So I really probably could be using some free veterinary care as well. And that happens all the time. So let's go. I mean, what the hell? We might as well post on Facebook, Craigslist, whatever we want. Somebody will call, right?
Brianne, send the next one in.
Small mare or horse for sale, $600. I have a tricolor paint mare for sale. She needs a little work on handling before riding, but she is a good horse and with some work would be good for riding too. She's approximately 9 years old. I'm asking $600. Wow. So let me get this straight. You have an unbroke 9-year-old horse for sale and she will be good as long as you train her first. So...
how do they know?
Let the call begin.
How do they know, by the way, before they're trained at 9 years old, that they're going to be good for riding? You know,
they don't.
They, yeah.
It's crazy.
The psychic told
them. Just like she's going to be a good mama. No, you don't know that. She might reject her baby. That's you going to take her back if she does? I mean, yes. Really?
Yes. You're willing to hire a broodmare for your feeding? James sent this one in. Nice 12x24 sheed for sale. A sheed, S-H-E-E-D for sale. Hi, nice almost new condition 12x24 sheed. Pay $7,000 brand new for them. I have two I need for sale. For more info or pick, you can text me. You must move it. No delivery include for his sheed. Did he ever say how much he's selling it for? No, he doesn't actually. For his sheed.
But it's almost new, and he paid $7,000
for it. Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean,
and he has two. He needs to sale in his sheed. You know that was
to sale two sheed. Oh my God! Spell check, people. Spell check. Jerry sent in the next one, and it's rooster needs a new home. And whoever this person is in Salmon Creek, I think we could be best friends. Okay, because this has happened to me more than once. And I'm pretty sure that one of my chickens in the back is a rooster that I got as a chick, and it was supposed to be a female. So I'm pretty sure this is happening to me right now, and this would be my ad. I might just copy it. Once upon a time, May 10th, 2013, two fluffy little day-old chicks, Hillary and Olivia, came home with me to start new lives in my family. By the time they were about 4 weeks old, I had a sneaking suspicion. By the time they were 8 weeks old, it was pretty obvious that Olivia was really Oliver. She's now a 15-week-old rooster, and because I cannot have a rooster in my urban area, he needs a new home. Oliver is a dark Brahma, and I'm hoping to find a home, not a stew pot, not a grill or spit or any other lethal setting. Oliver is $8.
I love that. Not any other lethal setting. That's a first.
Nothing dead. You cannot kill my rooster. He needs a happy home. I'm with you, girl. That's hilarious. Very good ad. Now, Susan sent in the next one. It's also pretty short. This one is pretty epic. Horse riding lessons for $10 anywhere. I can teach you everything you need to know about horse riding. You will get, that's a bold statement to start with. I can teach you everything you need to know about horse riding. You will get a whole hour of riding, not a half hour like a lot of barns that advertise an hour, but you end up grooming and cleaning stalls. That is part of taking care of a horse. It should not be part of your lesson. My lessons are $20 for the whole hour, no matter how long it takes to groom the horse. When you take a lesson at my barn, you will learn how to take care of a horse. I offer that for free. You'll get your ride for the hour.
She offers the cleaning stalls part for free. Just
you can get here and you can groom all the horses you want and clean all the stalls you want, and I will not charge you. That part's free, but then you have to pay to ride. But I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. That is just an awesome ad right there.
And I like the fact that she'll go anywhere in the country for $20.
Anywhere.
Yep.
But she says it's $10 in the beginning. That's where she sucks you in, because it's actually $20. But I do believe that taking care of a horse should be part of your lesson. I mean, what are you going to just turn them loose in your barn and be like, oh, I'll see you in an hour when we ride? I mean, really, that's ridiculous. Okay.
Doreen sent this one. So you're one of those horse trainers she was talking about. Doreen sent this horse trailer in. Our horse trailer of the week. Jennifer's going to post it on our Facebook page. It's a two-horse trailer. And once again, it is way over our $400 maximum for these crappy horse trailers. Two-horse trailer, pull behind on bumper. Oh, apparently you don't hook it to the little ball. You have to hook it to your bumper. Great shape and does the job that needs to be done. Looking for $700 or best offer. Now, this is one of the typical rounded front two-horse trailers, but this is the first one we've had that has bullet holes in the front. You see the bullet holes in the front?
Yes, that is amazing. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they're shooting it up. Well, you know, apparently they're tired of shooting bullet holes in the trailer, and now they're going to sell it because it's been used so much that the grass has grown up to about 4 feet all around it, and they didn't bother mowing the grass so that you could actually see the tires. And it's a lovely shade of rust red and white, and it is your typical
trailer. You know, when I saw this, I thought, that's not that bad. Like, I think I've owned worse trailers than this. But what I did notice is if you look at the tires, the back tire looks like it should be on a Mack truck, and the front tire looks like a spare that was used on the Toyota Corolla.
You're right.
I mean,
I didn't notice that before. One tire is significantly bigger than the other one. Well, that'll ride real well down the road.
that'll ride smooth.
Good one, Doreen. Hey, I got the next one too. Reba sent this one in. Farrier Andy. Oh, this is in Ocala. Oh, great. We do need a farrier, so maybe we'll check Farrier Andy out. Farrier Andy, horses, goats, and donkeys, $25 in Ocala. I have found another great farrier named Andy. He has been working with horses and he has been working with horses and livestock for over 20 years. He does everything from trims and shoes to break horses and training. He is very, very knowledgeable and very patient with your hooved friends. His rates are great and his service is wonderful. Tell him Dawn sent you. Andy, all horse professional for all your needs. Okay. I got $25 right now to anybody that Dawn is sleeping with Andy. $25. Anybody take my bet?
Oh, my God. I was about to say that. I'm like, she is so shagging that guy. It's not even funny.
You know how...
I mean...
That's the only thing missing from this ad. Although she did say his service is wonderful.
I mean, basically, she said he's good in bed. Like, hello. I found another great farrier named Mandy. He's another one that I'm sleeping with. He's been doing it for 20 years, and his service is wonderful.
And for only $25, Andy's cheap.
She is so shagging him. Like, why would she put an ad, like, out there telling Dawn sent you? Dawn, you're transparent. We can see right through it. You're shagging Aunt Barrier Andy.
This is one of those that you want to do the prank radio host call on, isn't it, to call Dawn? Isn't this one?
Reba, you did not include Dawn's phone number. I wanted to call Dawn and talk to her about Farrier Andy and at least get a picture of him. I wonder if he's called Farrier Andy on Facebook. See if you can find him, Jennifer. He's got to be a beefcake. Uta, send him the next one. Beautiful buckskin paint, sale or trade, $900 in Marmaduke. I don't know where Marmaduke is, but Uta, thank you very much for making sure that I get the one with absolutely zero punctuation.
I gave this one to you.
Let me clear up. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Dead Broke Four Trail. Oh, wait, beautiful buckskin. I read that. Okay. Dead Broke Four Trail. Anyone can take him on a trail ride. He will go through water, cross logs, jump ditches, whatever you ask. He needs experienced rider when riding alone. He is sweet, will come right up to you in the pasture. So very beautiful. He has speed as well. He is Dacolina bred, but does not have papers. He is only 4, so you can work him however you like. My 8-year-old can ride him all over, but he is wanting something that neck reins backs up and has a great handle riding trail. Our alone will call, text, will consider trades also, but yours must be dead broke. Would prefer a gated horse since we all ride a gated horse, but will consider QH other breeds as well. Videos posted below, located in Marmaduke.
Oh, very well done.
What did I just read? Did you see that?
Yeah, the part I got out of it is that the son is looking for something that neck reins backs up and has a great handle riding trails, which means that Marmaduke doesn't.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of that.
That means, let me see, the old tale. This is the one they always tell. I have a completely out of control youngster that has zero handling, and I would like to trade it for a dead broke trail horse. I would like you to give me your really broke, well-trained horse, and I'll hand you one that is completely out of control. Is that what this is?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Well, we're going to end on this one. I'll do Kathleen's here at the end. Horse-drawn carriage, cart, sleigh, wagon. Now, I am in the... I do the driving radio show, and we talk a lot about vehicles that are used by horses to pull them. And I have never, ever in my life seen a horse-drawn carriage cart sleigh wagon. That is a unique beast that apparently only sells new for $1,400 to $1,800. And it's made by Dick's Wicker and Buggy Shop.
Okay. It's a horse-drawn carriage cart sleigh wagon. I can't believe you've never driven one of those, Glenn. You are the driving radio show host. I mean, you would think, I'm sure Wendy has heard of a horse-drawn carriage cart sleigh wagon. And I can't believe you haven't. And Dick Swicker? I mean, you haven't been to Dick Swicker Buggy Shop?
No,
hello?
I haven't been there. Oh. I'm going to have to ask Wendy if she's driven one of those. Hey, by the way, I looked up Farrier Andy on Facebook. Do you know how many Andy Farriers there are on Facebook? There's about 1,000 Andy Farriers on Facebook.
Is any of them in Ocala?
No, the first one that came up was in Bristol, the United Kingdom. And I'm sure he's a farrier that sleeps with all his clients, too. Just saying. All right, now let's pick the winners, but I have one request. I usually let you guys do it all, but I do have one request. The 4 to 5 foot tall fence from Angela needs to win something. I'm just saying, that was very funny.
Yes.
We had a great time with that. So let me go through the prizes.
That one go through the prizes.
Canter Lane Design. So the Canter Lane Design note cards and poster print.
Why don't you go ahead and give that one
to Angela? Okay, Angela wins that one. So mark that down, Jennifer. Angela gets that one. Horse Grooming Solutions. That's a terrific prize full of grooming care for your horse. That's a lot of stuff.
I like Jerry. I like the rooster that needs a new home.
It was short and sweet, wasn't it? It was pretty good. I liked it. It was very clever, too. All right, and then Uncle Jimmy's gift pack.
How about Mona with the broodmare in Hinesville, Georgia?
Hinesville, Georgia. She could probably use some treats
Although,
for her horses.
You did give a prize to the goats, the fence wanted, right?
Yes, that's the one we gave the first one to. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think that the broodmare that has never had a baby, I think that she deserves something too.
That was pretty good. So now you have a choice. Who gets Uncle Jimmy's? The broodmare?
Yeah, we'll give that one to the broodmare.
And who was that? Do you know?
Yes, that was Mona.
Okay. Terrific. Well, that's your prize winners. Thank you so much, everybody, for sending them in. We really appreciate it. We'll be back here live on Monday. We're sorry for the technical problems today. I know a lot of you could not listen to this live because of the issues that Blog Talk Radio was having, but we hope that you got to listen to it recorded, and we certainly will promote the hell out of it because this was one of Jamie's fantasies come true, is that interview today. Have you come down from that yet, or are you still flying high?
No, I don't even know what I read in really bad ads. Whatever, I don't care. I'm gonna go. I might actually re-listen to this show.
Now that we created one of your fantasies come true, you've been promising a surprise guest for the last couple of weeks, and I know it's Carrie Underwood. So when does my fantasy come true?
I'm still working on it. She and I just can't quite connect at the same time, and I've actually spoken. It's not Carrie Underwood, sorry, dude. But I've spoken to said surprise guest, and said surprise guest has said that this person, look, they will be on our show. I just can't get this person locked down to a time.
That's kind of important to be on a live show.
I know. It is a live show, and I've explained to this person that we are a live show, and it does matter what time we talk on the phone. I'm working on it. I'm excited about this. I'm excited.
All right. I am too because, Carrie Underwood's been, on my list for about 6 years now.
Yes. Carrie, she keeps calling me, and I just don't have time to take her calls.
Oh, okay.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I got that. You have a terrific weekend, everybody. Don't forget all the shows are out on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can listen to all the past episodes of Horses in the Morning at our website at horsesinthemorning.com. And on our app, you just go over to our app on the iOS or the Android store. Search for Horse Radio Network. You have a terrific weekend. We'll be back here live on Monday. And now I have to see if I can actually get the closing music to work. It would just end the day with an epic failure. If I can't, can you sing something for us, please? There it goes.
Okay, God. Neuter and geld, except for Secretariat.
Saved by the music.